Well, Peter, before we look forward to tonight's game against Longford Town, two league games matches played so far in the campaign, a one and a draw. Are you content with how you've kicked things off at the start of 2013?
Yeah, I would say probably content sums it up. I don't think we've reached the heights we want to reach as yet over the entire 90 minutes, but we've played well in patches in the two games, and so we're delighted with the start thus far. But, I mean, Longford are going to be a different proposition now again. Difficult side, physically a big, strong side. Threat from set pieces as well. But again, it's a different challenge, but a challenge we're looking forward to.
You mentioned there that you haven't reached the heights that you're expecting over 90 minutes. Is that down to fitness, or is it just a case of like match practice, Peter?
No, I think it's just the match practice as well. In terms of the fitness, I think the boys are an exceptional, Nick. The strength and conditioning work we've been doing since December with the Optimal Fitness guys and has stood this. The second half performances in both the two games we've played, we've been exceptional, and we've sort of really ran over teams in the second half, which we're delighted to see. So that's stood to the players, that hard work they've been doing in the pre-season and off-season.
You have a couple of doubts for the game against Longford. How has the week been so far for the team?
Well, at the moment, training's going well. We train the night, Friday night as well. So, I mean, it's Sean McCarron's struggling with his ankle. So we're going to give him a really up to the last moment to see how he goes. He'll probably end up having to do a fitness test. Paul McVeigh struggled all week with a stomach bug. But, again, hopefully the extra even 24 hours will help him come through that. Tom McBride's still out with suspension, but other than that, everyone else is fighting for it.
And I suppose, Peter, with only two or three not available compared to starts that Finn Harps have had in previous season, you're not short of personnel to come in to fill those voids for the weekend?
No, that's it. We've got great strength and depth in terms of the overall squad. We've players itching to get in there too. There's good competition for places now, and that was important given the last season and the start we had. We were decimated by injuries, so it's important to have a squad now that's able to cope for the course of the season. And as you say, whilst we're down two or three players, I mean, it's important that the boys that come on then that can hit the ground running at 100%, and they are, as I say, they're itching to get in there. So there is, as the previously mentioned players who are injured or whatnot can't make it, then the boys will come in. I've no doubt they'll do a good job.
And as we've seen over the last couple of weeks, able to score goals as well?
Well, it helps. It's been great. Kevin got off the mark now two last week, and Sean McCarron's scored three. So, but even from the Mayo League game in the League Cup, we've had four different scores from all areas of the park as well, which helps. You know, if you're going to be anyway successful, you need players contributing in that regard from all areas of the pitch.
What sort of test do you expect Longford to bring to the table?
Very difficult. As I said earlier, they'll be big and strong, physical, but they really have a real goal threat too. And the guy they signed from Markle Town, David O'Sullivan, was the FAI Intermediate Player of the Year last year, and he's hit the ground running. He got a hat-trick in their first league game, and then he scored again against Waterford last week. So he's in a rich vein of form himself. So they pose a threat. They still have good experience too, and the likes of Keith Gillespie, Willie McDonough, Brian McCarthy. I mean, they have a really big back four as well. So, I mean, no, but it's, see, now we're focused on ourselves. We know what we're about to. The boys are looking forward to it. As I said earlier, it's a good challenge, one we should relish and enjoy.
At certain parts of the season, Peter, you're going to experience having back-to-back home games. How important is it to get points in consecutive matches, especially when you're playing at home?
Well, your home form's, it's critical. Over the course of the year, you want your home form to stand up and count it, and hopefully then pick up points away from home as well. It'll be a bonus. But ultimately, your home form's it's vital that you sort of, not just for crowds and then getting people through the gates, but if you want to be successful too, that's the platform to build on. So whilst we got a good result last week against a decent Cove side, it means nothing if we can't get something out of this week.
And finally, Peter, there is confidence within the squad and the start of the season, which you've experienced, that you can pull something out of Longford.
No, we have a good record against them, particularly last season. I think we beat them three out of four times. So, albeit they're a slightly different proposition this year, given the new faces they have as well. But in saying that, we're looking forward to the game. It'll be a difficult game, but it's the games that players really look forward to and relish, and it's good to cut their wits. A lot of people have bolted a game of the top two as such, you know, but very early they'd be talking like that so early in the season. So, I mean, we just sort of take it literally, as the cliche goes, game by game, but I'm sure we're quite confident going into the game.